The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It is the 30th of August. And I know that the people listening to the show are probably very concerned about the hurricane pending warning that we will be experiencing throughout the entire weekend. And God bless us. Hopefully the hurricane will be as little impact as possible on the entire South Florida marketplace. I want to let our listeners know that Janet Cimarelli will not be available until Tuesday, September 3rd. God willing, she'll be here based upon, of course, the hurricane effects. But she is scheduled to be here Tuesday, the 3rd of September, at her regular time of 12 until 5. Today, we have a great special guest, and the topic has to do with something that concerns 70% or over 70% of our population, and that's the issue of being either overweight or obese. And our special guest today, who is a traditional naturopath whose expertise lies in the areas of adrenal function, natural hormone balancing, the gut-brain connection, immune regulation, and chronic inflammatory states. The guest today, I'm proud to announce, is Dr. Glenn Depke. Dr. Depke, welcome to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour.
Yeah, hello. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to spend with us because I know you're not in South Florida.
That is correct.
Are you still in Southern California?
Yes, I am. I'm actually in Orange County, California, and fortunately, no concerns with hurricanes. And I really want to say all my thoughts and prayers to everybody in the South Florida area. Hopefully everything blows over with some relative ease for everybody there.
Well, we thank you for the concern and your blessings. We appreciate that. I do want to mention the fact that you have been with Dr. Joseph Mercola from 2004 to 2008 when you resided in Illinois before you moved to Southern California. And you held positions there of chief nutritionist, EFT therapist, wellness director, and developer of nutritional typing. Give us a background so our listeners understand the concept of what Dr. Mercola developed and you helped with in helping people get on the track of trying to get their body weight where it should be.
Well, I think one of my favorite, you know, personal stories tied into Dr. Mercola. Yeah, I was following Mercola.com, you know, way back in the day, in the beginning, early days of Mercola.com. And one of the things I always appreciate about Dr. Mercola is his willingness to look at new information and make a new choice and decision. I remember back years ago when I first started, you know, really, you know, paying attention to Mercola.com on a regular basis. And I could recall back in the day, it was always, don't drink milk, don't drink milk, don't drink milk. And then all of a sudden one day I wake up and the next message was, well, drink milk. And while it might seem confusing to most, that's what I really appreciate the most with Dr. Mercola, because he was saying don't drink milk because he was referring to the negative impact of, you know, your conventional, you know, pasteurized milk and dairy products that were void of all the enzyme activity, had all these negative health implications. But then he understood the benefit of raw dairy with all the enzyme activity, all the high nutrient levels and so on. So that's one of the things that I think you can see, you know, kind of pervade everything that Dr. Mercola does, whether it was in his clinic back in Illinois or what he does online, is he loves to research. and he loves to get information, and he's not afraid to, if he's saying A, he's not afraid to say B the next day, because he finds out that B, you know, now he's got another level of education and research tied into it. And I think that's invaluable in this, you know, in the holistic health, you know, area, because if we think about it, this is an ever-changing field. And if you don't have a leader in the field who's willing to change with the field, everybody's really left behind. And I think that's, you know, one of the you know, highest qualities that I appreciate about Dr. Mercola.
Well, that was well said, Dr. Depke. We appreciate that, because I agree with you. And I know that Dr. Mercola has spent years and years helping people. And I know that you've been along to help those people. And the products that Dr. Mercola developed to help people lose the weight with the keto program. Mm-hmm. Now, what we ought to do is explain that keto program, because people may be misunderstanding what it actually is.
Oh, you know, you're right on with that, and a lot of times it's not just, you know, people in general public. I've heard so-called experts that really don't even know what keto is. I can recall one time listening to a radio show, and I was about to change the show and put something else on, and then the interview on the show mentioned, oh, we've got the leading expert in the ketogenic diet coming up here from the L.A. area, so stay tuned. So, of course, I want to stay tuned, because what if I can get a golden nugget out of somebody else's, you know, interview? And when I stayed tuned for it, and then the interview was asking this conventional medical doctor about keto, and it was interesting, because the interviewer asked, you know, well, is the keto diet something healthy to do long term? And the doctor said, well, the keto diet is great to use for quick and immediate weight loss, but long term I wouldn't do it, because it's not really healthy for your heart and your cardiovascular system, because it's not healthy to eat a pound of bacon and four pieces of bread in a day. And I was flabbergasted, because that's not what the ketogenic diet is. And there's a lot of misconceptions. And again, it's not just in the general public, but also very often people consider themselves experts. And the ketogenic diet is really, in my mind, because I've been working with nutrition for like almost 20 years professionally, and 30 years, including my own, you know, personal endeavors. And the ketogenic diet to me isn't new. You know, anybody who's been helping people lose weight or regulate blood sugar, and very often a combination of both, and create these healthy anti-inflammatory effects, they've been using the ketogenic diet for decades, because it's a very sound diet, just based on the premise of eating low to moderate amounts of protein. It's not an overconsumption of protein. Keeping your net carbs at a particular level, so you can actually help regulate glucose properly. And then eating not this exuberant amount of fat. You're just eating higher percentages of calories of fat, but that doesn't mean you're eating this, you know, overabundance of fat, because when we think about it, there's calories in fat are much more dense than comparing that to like a head of lettuce. So you can get though that high percentage of calories of fat because it's more caloric dense. So it's really a clean, healthy way of eating. And on top of that, what I really appreciate with what Dr. Mercola did, you know, because his first book, Fat for Fuel, is, to me, is the best accumulation of information anybody can get on the ketogenic diet. But then his Keto Fast book after that corrected some of the challenges with keto, because there's some people who, when they do keto, they could just go over the top with their focus on such low net carbs. So with the Keto Fast, he actually teaches people how to go through the cyclical, where you follow the keto diet 4 days a week, and then 2 days you have what he refers to as feasting days, and then one day you do a fasting day, and it really takes keto to another level. So it's a very healthy way of eating. It's healthy for really basically everybody, and it's just finding it, you know, the right aspect of keto for you, and actually working in the cyclical. But it's so powerful. And it's been used for, like I said, decades. We just call it different names, and we have a little bit deeper understanding of some of the science behind it now than we did maybe 20 years ago.
Well, Dr. Depke, how would you compare the keto diet to what people have been let's say, introduced 2 years ago with the Atkins diet and the Eat Right for Your Blood diet?
Well, comparison, and that's a great question, too, because there's a lot of people who think it's a version of Atkins. And whereas Atkins was almost, you know, you just eat as much protein and fat as you want. And it's really from the protein perspective, this is very different, because when it's now recognized that when we eat more protein than the body can actually utilize, that protein is going to be converted into carbohydrates. Yeah, so we could still have some carbohydrate issues and blood sugar and insulin issues by over-consuming protein. And it's also not about just eating all the fat you want. It's about great, having that great balance. You know, typically, when we think of the Atkins diet, you know, there were a lot of people on Atkins that weren't eating any carbs, just eating a significant amount of bacon. I was going to say protein and fat, but a lot of people were eating bacon at the time. And then when we think of things like the blood typing diet, which from my perspective, you know, I look at people and nutrition from a perspective of individual needs. I tend to believe what Hippocrates said about 2,600 years ago, is that one man's food is another man's poison. Mm-hmm. And we have so many different individual needs as people. You know, we have different genetic backgrounds. We have different DNA makeup. We live in different climates and weather and environments. We have different stress levels. We have different functional health issues or not. And all of this impacts our need for what we need to put into our body and basically to convert that food into energy. And with the problem I see with something like a blood typing diet is, you know, the blood that you're born with is the blood that you die with. Yeah, so according to that, you would eat the same thing throughout, but there can be so many changes in life that actually impact what you need to be putting into your body to fuel your body. And that's where with the ketogenic diet, you know, it's not just about, hey, do it this way, have this many net carbs, have this much protein and this much fat. It's still about making it right for you.
Well, I know we're going to get into that whole program throughout the show. I do want to make mention to the fact that right now I'm looking at many different products from Dr. Mercola having to do with the keto diet. And if you were giving a suggestion to somebody about getting started on the keto diet, what would you think would be the easiest and simplest way for them to get started on the keto diet?
You're talking about as far as nutritional choices or supplemental support? Or
well,
both?
We'll talk about both, because I think okay. It requires a combination of both to be able to do it successfully.
Exactly. All right. So from a nutritional perspective, you know, it's rather simple. For most people, keeping your net carbs at most 50 net carbs per day or less. A lot of people shoot for 30 or less, but if you can at least start with 50 net carbs or less, which means that you take the total carbohydrate minus the carbs from fiber. So if you had, as an example, if you ate broccoli and it was 15 carbs, but 8 of those were from fiber, you would subtract 8 from 7, leaving 8 from 15, leaving with 7 net carbs. And you just keep track of that through the day. And you would eat approximately 1 gram of protein for every kilogram of lean body mass. So it makes it easy to know where your protein level should be. And typically your fat consumption should be approximately 80 to, you know, maybe 85% of the calories you eat every day. But that's the key point, to say it's the calories. It's not 80 to 85% of the food that you eat. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, fat is so much more caloric dense. You know, when you think of like a medium avocado that might have 250 calories in it, you're achieving a high percentage of calories of fat from that one avocado. So that's a good starting point from a nutritional perspective. And from there, though, I find it's really, to me, as a practitioner also, I find that it's essential to provide some support. You know, because most people who are going on the ketogenic diet and shifting from maybe the standard American diet, the SAD diet, high in processed carbohydrates and sugars and caffeine and such, into this type of diet where they're eating probably more fat than they did in the past. And really helping the digestive system is such a key aspect of this. And from that perspective, the two things I recommend to 100% of the people when they just start the ketogenic diet is I recommend a combination of a full spectrum enzyme and also something referred to as the ketozyme. And this is so important because the first third of the stomach, I consider it, really more of the food enzyme stomach. That's where we begin a pre-digestion of the food, even before the food moves deeper down the tube of the stomach. And the reason why something like a ketozyme is so important is because when people are adding in this additional protein and this additional fat, it's a key point to be able to break it down properly, and especially from a fat perspective, because if we don't break down an emulsifier fat properly, that fat can almost act as a blanket and hinder absorption through the small intestines, which nobody wants to go through that. And when we think of the ketozyme, you're talking about a supplement that has some betaine HCl, which is important for helping break down protein as well as minerals and B vitamins and assist with fat absorption. There's three different lipases. There's a dandelion root that actually helps with the liver and gallbladder with the digestion and emulsification of fat. And then also there's some artichoke, global artichoke leaf extract, which is another supportive aspect for the liver and gallbladder health. So what you're doing there is you're assisting your body with the breakdown of all these new foods. And to me, one of the exciting aspects of really the line of the Dr. Ricola enzymes is they also actually put in a little bit of ATP, because digestion is so energy intensive. And having some ATP within this formula really helps from the energy perspective. So that to me is one of the no-brainers when you're going to be going on the ketogenic diet. And I would recommend, in all sincerity, whether somebody's on keto or not, you would always want to be taking a full spectrum enzyme when you're eating cooked food, because the natural occurring enzymes are destroyed in the cooking process. So that's a big key.
Dr. Depke, I know we're coming up on a short intermission, and I would certainly like for our listeners to hear more about the keto program from Dr. Ricola, because I think it's most important for those people that have had a hard time trying to lose weight. Whether they were overweight or obese, this would be a great start. So this is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. We're speaking with an expert on the keto program, and that's Dr. Depke. And we'll be returning in a couple of minutes, so stay tuned.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries. But the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, Everyday Low Prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. For a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices, come shop today for your gluten-free pasta, cereals, breads, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and it's Friday, August 30th. If you missed any part of the show that we're speaking about with Dr. Depke on the keto program, you can listen to the show tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., or you can go to our website, www.SaveALotNutritionCenters.com, all one word, and we archive all our radio shows so you're able to listen to this more than once at your convenience. Janet Cimarelli will be back here at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center on Tuesday, the 3rd of September at noon, and she'll be here until 5 o'clock. we sent out a great email, as we do every Thursday, to all of our 7,000 patriots and shoppers that come here to Save-A-Lot. And it does tell you that we are open on Labor Day, which is coming up on Monday. And we'll be open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And we have some fantastic free giveaways that we'll be doing on that particular day. But that's only on Labor Day, Monday, again, from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. If you're not enrolled or assigned a email so that we can send it to you, next time you come into the store, make sure we get your email address, and you'll get an email from us every Thursday informing you of all the great activities that are going on here at Save-A-Lot. Today, from 11 to 2, we have a representative from the Dr. Mercola company giving away free samples, literature, and the first 12 people that come in will get a free bottle of Dr. Mercola's magnesium L-threonate, which I happen to use myself. It's a great magnesium product, and you'll be able to get this bottle free to the first 12 people that come into the demonstration, which will take place from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. today. Getting back to you, Dr. Depke, we spoke about how people can get started with the keto program. And in addition to getting started with the program, what would be some of the specific supplements that people would start using based upon this? I also wanted to make mention of the fact that are people concerned with the amount of calories they're taking in?
Well, as far as calories, I would say that before people really understand the ketogenic diet, that's a significant concern because of misconceptions. You know, they just think that they're going to be eating all this fat. And when people, and often there's people maybe on social media who really aren't, you know, really well versed in what the ketogenic diet is and making those concerns, you know, really available to everybody. But as they learn what it is and start doing it, they recognize that, no, they're not over-consuming fat. And when they move into the ketogenic diet and are doing it properly and they're losing weight and feeling significantly better, you know, it tends to take a lot of the fear away. It's now they have the working knowledge of what it's all about, because that's when we really know something, of course. Before the break, you had mentioned, you know, about people that have been overweight and people who have maybe struggled, you know, losing weight through all of this. And I've worked with so many clients through the years in really that same space. And I find that there's ways to really help with this. And because a lot of what the ketogenic diet is all about is also about helping support mitochondria production and function and biogenesis in the body. And an easy way to think of this is just consider mitochondria the little engine that drives every cell of the body. And a lot of people, when you talk about things like mitochondria health, they think of, you know, the cardiovascular system, because that's most widely discussed. But what most people don't know is the mitochondria is essential for about 96% of the body's just energy production. It's essentially important because for areas of high energy output in the body, so it's not just the heart, it's also the kidneys, the liver, and the brain. And I, even personally, I take 300 milligrams of ubiquinol every morning to support my mitochondria, because I've got a strong family history of neurodegeneration. And while I appreciate the aspect of, you know, 96% of my body's energy, and I appreciate it, that supports my liver, kidneys, and my heart, but for me personally, I take it because I do everything possible to keep my brain happy and healthy throughout my life. You know, watching, you know, people in my family, a grandmother who died with dementia, my mother also, and my brother passed with ALS. So I do everything to keep that healthy. And the ketogenic diet and supporting the mitochondria, and specifically with ubiquinol, is such a key factor for this, because even if it's not to an extreme of what I've seen in my family history, but just somebody who's overweight, and there's certain challenges that you hear these people speak of where they just don't have the energy to do something, or they don't have the mental and emotional energy. And when I hear things like that, I hear people scream out that my mitochondria isn't healthy. And then often one of the challenges is that people will do a little research on mitochondria and they'll start taking a CoQ10 supplement without really recognizing that if they're over 30 years old, there's a good chance they've lost that intrinsic factor to break down the CoQ10 into ubiquinol, which is what the body needs to support the mitochondria. Yeah, so that's one of those, you know, for me, one of those easy things to utilize in a regular supplement regimen. And as I said, I take what's considered a therapeutic dose of 300 milligrams every morning. But most people who are overweight, they're also dealing with, you know, some definitely low energy aspect. Most of them are also dealing with some level of cardiovascular challenges. And even from the brain perspective, you know, people who maybe they don't remember like they used to or comprehend, or, you know, they pick up their phone and don't, you know, if they forget who they're calling or they don't remember where they put their keys, all these things are going on. And ubiquinol ends up being supportive across the board for the body on that level.
Well, let me interject by saying I agree with you about ubiquinol. And I happen to take 1,200 milligrams a day for my needs. However, you're speaking about a 150-milligram capsule, and the Dr. McCullough brand. We sell here at Save-A-Lot the bottle of 90 capsules for a outstanding low price of only $69.99, which normally sells for $100.
Right.
And we are offering today and tomorrow all of the Dr. McCullough products, including ubiquinol, at 15% off our everyday low price. So this is a way to save money and help your body, as Dr. Depke pointed out, with the mitochondria, because it's an important function. And ubiquinol should be the foundational product of all supplement use that you're taking yourself. So please keep that in mind. Is there any other product that you could think of in addition to ubiquinol that you use as well? I know your patients probably use a multivitamin. They probably use vitamin D and some other particular products. You also mentioned enzymes, which help the body digest everything in its proper form.
Yes, and there's definitely, you know, and there's, I can even share some of the things that I'm even personally doing as well. And before I do want to talk about the berberine and the micro PQQ with that, but I do want to mention one other thing about the ubiquinol that most people don't realize, and really even most health experts don't realize, is that most ubiquinol products are actually in what we consider gel caps. And what most people don't realize, if you look at a gel cap underneath a microscope, gel caps have cracks in them. And where there's a crack, a lot of oxygen is allowed to get internally into the ingredients of the gel cap. And the problem with that is when we're using ubiquinol and it's in a gel cap, and once we open that bottle, we break that airtight seal, now the oxygen moves into the bottle and can move into the gel caps. And once that happens, if oxygen reaches the internal ingredients of that ubiquinol, the oxygen oxidizes that and converts it back into the CoQ10 and into the ubiquinone, which is known as CoQ10. So we're taking something in a gel cap that we take it for a particular therapeutic reason, but then once it's exposed to oxygen, it loses that benefit. So that's the one thing also that's very different with Dr. Mercola's ubiquinol. It's in a hard capsule. It's referred to as a Lee cap, that when you look at a Lee cap underneath a microscope, there's no cracks. It's hermetically sealed, and it's got a little nitrogen bubble to actually help even further preserve the freshness. So that's what that's the one thing. That's why the only ubiquinol that I will personally use, and actually the only ubiquinol I offer in my center, is actually Dr. Mercola's because of that Lee cap. So I want to definitely mention that because it's a big component.
Well, it also has two other ingredients that no other ubiquinol that I know of and contains, and that's D-limonene and the medium-chain triglycerides, the MCTs.
Right. Yes, yeah, which is the other benefit of really assisting at getting into the brain. You know, that's and as I said before, that's my main focus for it. And others will be using ubiquinol for multiple different reasons, but that's such a key point.
All right, and your recommendation for people getting started would be just to take one, either 100 milligram, which we also have by Dr. Mercola, or the 150 milligram. Would it be depending upon weight?
Well, yeah. Well, typically it's dependent on weight and depending on just where people are, you know, just in their lifestyle. I mean, how depleted are they energetically? You know, are there cardiovascular risk or are there some challenges with, you know, just, you know, with brain function, with mood regulation, with memory, with comprehension? And I say to me, if somebody feels like they've got a pretty good handle on their health, then taking a 100 milligram capsule might be perfect for them. But somebody who's got some challenges, either with energy or, you know, liver or kidney or heart or brain or even concerns where you want to be preventive on that level, I would recommend at least 200 milligrams, you know, from that perspective. And I've, you know, what I've found through the years is that really, you know, that minimum therapeutic dose is at least 200 and preferably 300 milligrams, which is what I take. And obviously with yourself, Al, you're taking, you know, considerably more, which is an aggressive therapeutic dose. And I'm assuming you take that because you feel like you have a need on that direction. Is that correct?
That is correct. I had, back in 95, I had quadruple bypass surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the reasons why I take such a high dose of the ubiquinol.
Exactly.
And keeps my heart strong.
What was that?
It keeps my heart strong.
Yes.
And I hear that music. So when we come back from the short break that we'll go on, I'd like to discuss some of the other keto products that are produced by Dr. Mercola that can help people function in their traveling to reduce weight to a normal level. You're listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. This is Al Foreman with our very special guest, Dr. Glenn Depke, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Come to my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I can evaluate your blood work to determine the beneficial activity of your supplements. For comprehensive testing information and personalized recommendations, speak with me, Janet Cimarelli, and get the guidance needed to achieve meaningful results for your personal health issues. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is located at 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center in Margate.
Join our mailing list and get advance notice of the great events that take place at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Health support groups, nutrition education groups, special training events. You will know about all of them when you like us on Facebook. SaveALotNutritionCenters.com, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 30th of August. If you miss any part of the show, please tune in tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., on 1470 AM or 95.3 FM. If for any reason you're not able to do that, please go to our website and tune into the archive radio shows, and you can listen to the show anytime you'd like so that it's fresh in your mind. We're speaking with Dr. Glenn Depke, and we're speaking about the Dr. Mercola products to help people lose weight through the keto program. And again, this is not the Atkins. It's not the Eat Right for Your Blood Type. This is a program that was developed with a lot of sincerity and thoughtfulness to help people get to their achieved weight goal that they would like to know that they have. And it requires some work, but the work is going to be well worth it. And I'm speaking now about some of the different products, or Dr. Depke will be speaking about some of the products. I do want to make mention that we do have a representative from Dr. Mercola who will be here from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., and the first 12 people that come in will receive a free bottle of the Dr. Mercola Magnesium L-threonate. And that, again, that's for the first 12 people. And we are offering an additional 15% off the everyday low prices of Dr. Mercola's products. I'm going to just mention some of the ones I'm looking at right now, Dr. Depp. Again, maybe you could take it over and start talking about some of them. I'm looking at the Pure Power Ketone Energy, which has caprylic acid MCT oil. I'm looking at the organic MCT oil. I'm looking at the organic keto cider. And I'm looking at the MitoMix seed blend, berberine and micro PQQ, and, of course, the snack bars of Pure Power MitoMix. So with those in mind, why don't we discuss some of them and let our listeners know how they could take advantage of this to help them achieve their weight loss goals.
Absolutely. And that's a great lineup you're mentioning there. And I do want to say it's a very generous offer with that L-threonate. You know, it's 85% of our culture is deficient in magnesium, and that L-threonate form that also crosses the blood-brain barrier is so beneficial to many. So that's just awesome that you're providing that for your customers. So I just appreciate that.
And thank you kindly.
As far as the ketogenic diet, like, a lot of what you mentioned are things that I use on a daily basis as well. You know, I actually use the caprylic aid, the ketone energy. That goes into my keto coffee every morning, where I'm going to have the coffee, the organic butter, the ketone energy, and I'm going to blend that up. It's very tasty. And the caprylic aid, which is the MCT that's in the ketone energy, that the caprylic aid is really the MCT that it crosses the intestinal membrane very easy, and it gets to, you know, right to the liver, where it's a clean burning fuel for the entire body. It also easily, and I use that one specifically, again, because of the history with brain health in my family. So that actually passes through the blood-brain barrier to supply the brain tissue with fast fuel and mental energy as well. And to me, the caprylic aid is like the king of the MCTs, and I love it from that perspective. And so for people who are really energized and motivated to get, you know, really convert their body into that metabolic state of burning fat for fuel instead of carbs, the ketone energy caprylic aid to me is the absolute way to go. And outside of that, you know, there is also the organic MCT, which is a combination that actually pulls up the not just the caprylic aid, but that's going to also offer the caprylic 10 as well as caprylic 12. And there's some other advantages there. You know, number one, this is an organic product, and a lot of people love to get their focus on organics whenever and as much as possible. But adding, you know, I already talked about the caprylic 8 as it's in the ketone energy, but the caprylic 10 also does convert into in the liver relatively quickly, and it actually helps with the production of energy. But also the 10 is also very beneficial for fighting, you know, different like foreign invaders in the body and supporting the overall immune system health. So there's another advantage, you know, on top of that. And also excellent for anybody who's got a focus on weight loss. And this is where it's important to understand too, is because as a culture, we've been told that eating fat makes us fat, and that's simply not true.
Right.
It's really getting the right fats, and actually using that fat for fuel rather than just driving up triglycerides and storing the body fat. And these MCT oils, you know, play a big role down that path. And both of them, you know, and really to me, if you really want to focus on the hardcore keto with the weight loss and the energy, I feel that the ketone energy is the way to go. But if you're looking to have that effect, but also have the immune boosting effect and the other just holistic effects on the body, then the organic MCT, you know, might be the option for you. But really either one of them, you can't go wrong as far as supporting weight loss and the ketogenic diet. So, to be just completely candid, even if you're not focusing on keto, but you're just focusing on being healthy, MCT oil goes a long way for that.
And the serving size is only a tablespoon, correct?
Right.
And once a day?
Typically. And the only thing I'll say with that, though, too, is if you're just starting taking an MCT oil, the ketone energy or the organic MCT, you want to start lower. I typically say start with, you know, maybe either a half a teaspoon or a teaspoon, and you work your way up to the tablespoon. Yeah, because some people, if they start with it too aggressively, it could lead to some loose stool or, you know, some little bit of a pushback from the body. But start slow, work your way up to that tablespoon daily.
Well, you mentioned you put it in your coffee in the morning. So I would think that most people could do the same, or could they put it possibly in something else they're drinking?
Well,
they
could put it in their water. They could put it in a smoothie. I mean, there's times where I just take it in a spoon, you know, if I feel the need for some additional fat and that quick conversion in the liver into energy. I might just take a tablespoon of it outside of that.
Straight.
Mm-hmm.
But mixed with nothing.
Exactly.
Well, these particular two products, the Pure Power Ketone Energy with the caprylic acid and MCT oil, or the organic MitoMix Keto MCT oil, each of those are only $22.99. Keeping in mind that the prices I'm giving you do not contain the 15% off that we're introducing these products for the weekend. So today and tomorrow, you can get these at $22.99 less 15%. And I'm sure there'll be other savings as we go on with the show, talking about some of the other products from Dr. McCullough. So if people start in the morning with a teaspoon or a tablespoon of either the Pure Power Ketone Energy or the MCT oil, what would they do next as far as their eating program?
Well, most people, when they're on the ketogenic diet, as an example for myself, when I have my keto-based coffee in the morning, that's all I eat until probably about 11 a.m. You know, so there's a lot of people that having that, because it supplies such a strong amount of energy to the body, that can really be what most people would consider a breakfast. And very satiating up until, you know, what you would have maybe an early lunch or considered maybe a late breakfast. And that's when you just, again, you know, the big focus always is low to moderate protein, a small amount of net carbs, and a generous amount of healthy fats. And it's, and typically, when we're doing the ketogenic diet correctly, you know, we're generally going from dinner the night before until our first meal being about at least like 13 to 16 hours after that, and incorporating that intermittent fasting to get another boost in burning fat for fuel. So there's so many advantages across the board there.
So even though they're not eating, they're still burning excess fat that's in their body. Is that correct? Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Once the body has cleared the carbohydrates that are in the blood, the body wants fuel, you know, and it's going to actually start to convert and utilize fat for fuel. And that's, and anybody who needs to lose weight, I mean, that's music to your ears. You know, what your body's not only losing fat, but using it for fuel. And what most people don't know is you actually enjoy approximately six times more energy from burning fat for fuel rather than carbohydrates. So it's really a win-win across the board.
Well, I want to let the listeners know that the young lady who will be giving away samples and literature is going to be giving you a booklet by Dr. McCullough that says Fat for Fuel, Healthy Choices to Support a Ketogenic Lifestyle. So you definitely want to pick this up while you're in the store and come in from 11 to 2, and the first 12 people will get the free bottle of the magnesium L-threonate. Moving on, Dr. Depke, I'm looking at apple cider vinegar capsules, and I'm looking at organic keto cider, and I'm looking at the MitoMix seed blend, and I'm looking at the MitoMix bars, which I would think would be a good addition. The other point I wanted to bring out was most people that are overweight and looking to lose weight have a habit and tendency to eat late at night. When I say late at night, I'm speaking about the snack an hour before bedtime that they feel they need. So why don't we do this? Let's go to a break. And when we come back from the break, you could discuss that with our listening audience about how people can overcome that need for that evening snack before they go to sleep. You're listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. This is Al Foreman. Our special guest is Dr. Glenn Depke. And we're speaking about the keto program from Dr. Mercola. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
When you support your probiotic status with Best Biotic, you are on the way to overall good health. Your brain benefits with Best Biotic. Your immune system benefits with Best Biotic. Your digestion benefits with Best Biotic. Who doesn't need that kind of broad support for health and well-being? Enhance your health with Best Biotic. You can learn more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and find Best Biotic at incredible savings. Call 754-307-1655 for more information.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That's where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait around for special sales. Every day of every week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Info at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save A Lot Nutrition Hour. It's Friday, August 30th. If you want to listen to the show again, tune in tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. on 1470 AM or 95.3 FM, or go to our archive shows, which is on our website, SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. It'll be on the website starting on Monday. And our special guest is Dr. Glenn Depke, and we speak about how people can help themselves lose weight by using some of the products from Dr. Mercola's keto program. And we only have one segment left, so we're going to try and cover what these additional products are. Dr. Depke, back to you.
Absolutely. Well, and you gave a good line to discuss there. And I say one of the things to create success in keto, especially when you're new to it, is to having something around your house when you get in that pinch, when you don't have the time, or maybe you don't have the desire to really produce a full meal. Or when you're out and about, you know, you're just out traveling in the car, maybe for work, maybe for pleasure. So the MindMix keto bars are really just life-saving for me at times. You know, I'll take them with on trips when I'm traveling and doing education. I'll take them, you know, even if I'm going from office to office, and I just have them at home because if you get in the pinch, you want to be able to grab something that maintains your ketogenic, you know, focus. Because if you don't have that, you'll tend to grab something that is going to push you out of keto and really get you back into burning carbs and really throwing everything off. So the MindMix bars are invaluable from that perspective. And strictly with weight loss and promoting ketogenic, I mean, the keto ciders, you know, are often invaluable because the keto ciders, they actually promote and they really turn on genes that signal less fat storage. You know, and it's also very beneficial because that helps improving digestion, which improves stomach acid. We talked about that earlier, helps balance the pH, and it just really helps the body enjoy that ketogenic state. And what I love about the keto ciders from Dr. Mercola, as compared to just taking an apple cider, I personally don't like apple cider. when my wife will offer it to me, and I just flat out refuse it because it's just a taste that I don't enjoy. But the three different keto ciders, the organic sweet, the spicy, and then organic blueberry, these are tasty ciders. Yes, and the only thing I do say, the spicy is actually spicy. So if you don't like spicy food, go for the organic sweet and the organic blueberry. And what's nice about these is there's only 2 grams of sugar in this, and it really comes from an organic honey. So it actually assists with the taste, you know, because if you don't enjoy it, you're not going to use it. So to have some type of a supplemental or food support that you're not going to use really doesn't provide any benefit. But these are tasty, and they don't throw you out of the ketogenic state, which is a benefit.
And it's only it's a very small amount of calories.
Right, right, absolutely. Yeah, the total carbohydrate is only 2 grams. You know, so if you're even if you're aggressively trying to stay under 30 net carbs, this is really negligible to what you're really doing in your day. And to me, one of the big aspects too is I mentioned briefly earlier the berberine with micro PQQ, and this is something that I personally absolutely love. When I decided to start taking this, when I was doing all of the research down the path of both the berberine and the micro PQQ, and I'll make it very simple, is the berberine, the way I like to explain it, it's like a garbage truck for the mitochondria. You know, the berberine allows the mitochondria to dump its trash, debris, and garbage into the garbage truck and take it away. So it cleans out the mitochondria. And then the PQQ, my analogy for this, it's like having a campfire, and the PQQ is like the can of lighter fluid that you might spray in the campfire. It just helps that biogenesis of the mitochondria. And what was amazing with this when I saw the research is they've recognized that when you use the combination of both of these together and affecting the mitochondria in these two different specific ways, the cells actually appear to be younger cells. And when I heard that, you know, especially with my birthday coming up, and I'm going to be 55 in just a few days, sign me up for younger cells, right? And I know when I added this that I definitely felt a significant positive effect using this on a daily basis. So I can't say enough about the berberine and a micro PQQ.
And that's a one-a-day formula, is that correct?
That is what the directions are on the bottle. I take two a day. I'm the type of person between a practice, working with a group at Dr. Mercola's, a wife, two dogs, and a lot of personal interests, I tend to burn the candle at both ends in the middle, so I feel like my mitochondria needs a little extra boost, comparatively speaking.
All right, and how would they tie in the MitoMix seed blend with their whole program?
The seed blend I find especially important for those who you want to take the mitochondria to the next level. You want to support the ketogenic diet. But where this is really important is also for people who aren't having proper bowel movements as well, because it will actually have typically a positive stimulating effect on just a natural movement throughout the colon. And so you really get and that's important too, because you know when you're on the ketogenic diet, you want to be sure that and regardless of what diet you're on, you really want to be sure that you're having adequate bowel movements. And I define that as your primary bowel movement in the morning and in the preferred world, also another bowel movement in late afternoon or early evening. And that plays a big role in actually keeping your body clean and allowing, when your liver pulls toxins out, allows them to exit the body rather than recirculating and getting into the body again. So that plays multiple positive roles with that seed blend.
Well, how would you recommend they use the seed blend? And how
would
they take it? What for?
Yeah, the seed blend is great to, I like that for putting into a smoothie. It can actually go, I know some people who would use it on salads. I don't know many people who just eat it on their own, but the smoothies I find is the most popular utilization of that.
And it has no sugar, which is a great asset.
Exactly. Well, and the seeds have so many benefits as well. You know, they're good fiber. They're typically lower in net carbs. It's a good protein. There's good fats. It's just, seeds are just really highly nutritional valued foods. Yeah, so there's multiple benefits there.
All right. Now, to stop the late night craving, I would believe that the best way to stop that is by having a MitoMix bar. At some point, if somebody's getting hungry right after the dinner hour. And again, what I would like some information from you, Dr. Deppig, is how soon before bedtime should someone consume any food, whether it be a seed blend or whether it be a bar?
Yes, and I typically will recommend that As I said before, having the bars are just essential. So when you get to that point, you're not reaching for something that's going to throw you out of ketosis. You know, that's an important factor. And I, as a good rule of thumb, I like to make a recommendation that try not to eat, minimally within 2 hours of going to bed, preferably three, and really, giving yourself that time to get into that intermittent fasting, having that 13 to 16 hours from your last meal the day before until your next meal the following day, and having the Mitamix bars there. So when you get to the point where you do have that craving, and normally in the past that craving would have led you to a bowl of ice cream or something that we know is going to be high in net carbs, it's because not only are the Mitamix bars designed to support your ketogenic diet, but because we typically have at least two different flavors in our home all the time. Both my wife and I, we love the double chocolate, and then the chocolate mint are our two flavors. But there's so many just incredible flavors with that, and you'll find your favorites as you use them, and that's the invaluable aspect.
Well, you'll be able to taste test those from 11 to 2 today because we have a representative from Dr. Mercola giving away taste samples. You'll be able to taste the keto cider. You'll be able to taste the keto energy, the MCT oil. And, of course, the three different flavors of the Mitamix bars, which is double chocolate, mint chocolate, and blueberry pecan. And we are open today until 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, Saturday, we're open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. We are closed Sundays, but we will be open on Labor Day. And Labor Day hours are 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. when we have some fantastic giveaways that we'll be giving away on Labor Day for anybody coming into the store with no purchase necessary. So keep that in mind if you're looking for some place to go on Monday. We are open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Dr. Deppe, what are some last-minute thoughts you'd like to leave our listening audience with? I'd like to personally thank you for this great information.
Well, I would just, my last thought would just be to say to anybody who is looking to lose weight, regulate blood sugar, increase their energy, and just overall feel better, the ketogenic lifestyle is the way to go. And this is something, this isn't new. It's not radical. It's something that's been around for a long time. It's something you can enjoy a significant benefit from, and especially when you're supporting it with some of the nutrients and supplements that support the mitochondria and support your digestion and really support what you're looking to achieve. So I just applaud everybody making that commitment because I know you're going to have results.
One specific product we didn't cover, then I'd like to ask you a question about how people would use it, and that's the capsule of the fermented apple cider vinegar and cayenne.
Mm. That is for those who still don't enjoy the taste of the apple cider vinegar in the keto cider.
That would be a substitute.
The advantages.
Is that correct? That would be a substitute for the liquids.
That is correct.
Well, I appreciate your time, all the great information, and I'll let the listeners know that you can listen to the show again tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. on either 1470 a.m. or 95.3 FM, or go to the website, which is www.saveralotnutritioncenters.com, all one word, and tune into the archive shows, and you can listen to this as many times as you like, as often as you like, so that you can learn how the best way to take weight off your body. Everybody, thanks for listening, and thank you, Dr. Deppke.
Save a Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in again next Friday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.